New York. It's Saturday Night.
Former Saturday Night Live weekend update anchor, stand-up comedian, and writer Colin Quinn is in New Orleans telling his story and sticking to it. His new one-man show, Unconstitutional, explores a couple hundred years of American history through Quinn's comedic lens. The one performance only show opens tonight, and Colin Quinn joins me now to talk about his take on the Founding Fathers and American culture. Colin, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thanks.
And welcome to New Orleans.
Oh, I know.
Why did you decide to take on the Constitution?
Here's the thing that impresses me the most is that everybody respects it. No matter what politically people think, everybody respects it, you know?
Yeah, but not a lot of us have read it.
No, because it is 4 pages, so it's, you know, kind of a hassle to read. But the other funny part is how easy it is to read. It's only 4 pages. Believe me, I had to read it for the show, and then I had to read all the other stuff around it. That's when you really have to read it, you know? Suddenly you find yourself sitting with the Federalist Papers, you know, and you're like, oh my God, what have I become?
Tell me about the surprises you encountered along the way.
The weirdest surprise is that you realize, you know, that human nature hasn't changed one bit. Like all the problems we have today that everybody always talks about, it's all like kind of expected in the Constitution, really, you know, power conflicts and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, the actual surprises was like the fact that they were drinking all day, every day, the entire time for 4 months. I mean, it was less powerful than alcohol, like it was less potent, but it was still, you know, they were pounding it down every day.
Not exactly the picture you have in civics class.
No. For the most part, you know, some guys left and came back, but they didn't even stay for the whole thing. In fact, 12 of them left. And George Mason and Patrick Henry wouldn't even sign the thing, you know. Ben Franklin was, you know, by that point he was in his 80s. He was a real old guy, you know, but he was like the genius. But he was like, you know, he was like the real genius and a real party animal. In fact, him and George Washington are the most respected guys at the convention. And, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams weren't even there the whole time, you know. You know, you always think of them as being the Founding Fathers, but they were, like, out of the loop.
How do you navigate with humor in a society that's focused on being politically correct?
I talk about political correctness a lot during the show, I feel like, you know. A lot of my jokes are about political correctness, the different incarnations it takes, you know. For example, freedom of speech. I talk about political correctness, how, you know, the government doesn't censor you, but people are still very censored by what they say, you know, and by society, and you can get fired, you can get boycotted, all that kind of stuff.
When did you discover your comedic voice?
I would say I was a comedian for 10 years before I discovered my comedic voice, you know. Like, I was always funny when I was a kid. Everybody would say, oh, you should be a comedian, you're funny, you should be a comedian, you're funny. But then even when I was a comedian, I wasn't that funny, you know? And I'm sure some people still don't think I'm funny, but you know, my particular comedic voice happened just from repetition, going up enough times where eventually you're comfortable. A comedic voice to me means you're comfortable being yourself. As far as, you know, doing this kind of stuff, like these historical kinds of comedy shows, that only started a few years ago. I guess my comedic voice now has changed to the point where, like, this is what I like doing, is taking subjects that seem, like, not funny or that seem kind of, like, you know, scholarly or whatever and try to make them funny.
Growing up in Brooklyn, New York, who were some of your comedic influences?
Richard Pryor, George Carlin. Pryor and Carlin just stood alone, you know.
How did you land that spot on Saturday Night Live?
I was started as a writer there, and then I just started doing little things on the news, and then it was just, you know, I was just there at the time when it was all changing, so that's all that happened, you know.
What conversation are you hoping to spark with audiences here in New Orleans?
It's an interesting place because it's sort of like, it's its own animal, New Orleans, you know what I mean? And it's got, it's sort of like America, like a hyper-America in some way, you know? Because it's got all the racial and all the political things times, you know, just more intensified, you know what I mean? In some ways more honest, you know? Or at least that's how I like to imagine it myself. So it's not really about sparking a conversation necessarily as it is about just seeing how people respond to the show.
And what would the Founding Fathers think of Colin Quinn Unconstitutional?
I've really become convinced that I might be the last best hope for our nation at this point. Let's face it.
Well, Colin, enjoy New Orleans, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, and I hope you get to come to the show.
Comedian Colin Quinn. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Colin Quinn, Unconstitutional, opens tonight at the Joy Theater, 1200 Canal Street, 8 p.m. More info at thejoytheater.com. Inside the Arts, for 89.9 WWNN, I'm Diane Mack.